The Collaborator, written by Diane Armstrong and read by Deirdre Rubenstein. The morning sun has been blazing through the windows of Annika Barnett's apartment for several hours, and the last currawong stopped its gargling call and retreated to the coolness of the stringy bark across the road long ago. But she's in no hurry to get out of bed. For the first time in years, there's no office to go to, nowhere she needs to be. It's almost a month since she resigned from her job, and time has coagulated into a shapeless conglomeration of days, punctuated by the television programs that represent the virtual reality she now inhabits. At times she suspects that she has replaced meaningless work with meaningless idleness. No job, no man, no purpose. No one waiting for her to light up their life or to promote their business. All her friends are working, and she feels isolated and disconnected from everything and everyone, alternating between hope that this feeling will pass and dread in case it doesn't. Ever since she was small, her mother and grandmother had told her she was a bright and capable girl who could achieve anything she wanted. But she no longer knows what she wants, only that she doesn't want to continue doing work that feels dishonest. But how can you be almost 40 and not know what you want to be? With a sigh, she rolls out of bed and pulls on the loose grey T-shirt and baggy pants she bought in Target when the ones with the Trent Nathan label had grown too tight. She glances in the mirror and catches sight of the square jawline that a friend once compared to Grace Kelly's. Sadly, the resemblance ended there. Instead of sleek blonde hair, she has an unruly mass of copper-coloured curls that defy all her efforts to straighten them. On her way to the kitchen, she averts her gaze from the empty chocolate box lying on the bedside table on top of a recent translation of Aeschylus's play Prometheus Bound. Since resigning, she has begun reading the plays of the ancient Greeks and become engrossed in the tragedies and the sufferings of their flawed characters at the hands of the merciless gods. Ever since finishing the play, she cannot get the fate of Prometheus out of her mind, indignant at the injustice meted out to the man whose heroic deed in bringing fire to humanity resulted not in praise, but horrific martyrdom.